Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Saving Your Marriage, Before It Starts Workbook for Women Updated is a premarital and early marriage workbook written by Les Parrott as a companion to the Broderson Biz Marriage Preparation Program. It is designed for women who want to think seriously about the personal habits, expectations, and relationship patterns they bring into marriage before those issues become sources of conflict. Rather than offering abstract advice, the workbook uses structured self-tests, exercises, and guided discussion prompts to help readers examine personality, communication, conflict style, love style, intimacy, money attitudes, and other factors that shape married life. Its purpose is practical preparation to help readers and their partners build awareness, ask better questions, and develop healthier conversations. Because it is tied to the 7-question framework of the larger Saving Your Marriage, Before It Starts curriculum, the workbook is meant to function as both an individual reflection tool and a resource for couples, counselors, and small group settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a self-assessment workbook focused on the woman's own relational patterns. The central value of this workbook is that it does not treat marriage preparation as only a matter of learning general principles. It asks the reader to examine her own patterns, assumptions, and relational tendencies before marriage. That is important because many premarital resources focus primarily on the couple as a unit, while this workbook separates out the personal shaping factors each person brings into the relationship. The self-tests are meant to reveal how personality and history affect communication, expectations, and emotional responses. This creates a more concrete starting point for discussion. Because couples can move beyond vague claims such as we are different, and instead identify specific areas where their differences matter, the workbook format also makes it interactive rather than purely instructional. Readers are expected to write, reflect, compare answers, and talk through discoveries with a partner or group. That design reflects a practical counseling logic awareness often has to come before change. An honest self-examination can prevent later misunderstandings from being interpreted as personal failure or incompatibility. Secondly, 7 guiding questions that structure premarital and marital conversation. The 7-question framework also gives the book a disciplined pace. Many relationship books accumulate advice without helping readers decide where to start, but this workbook offers a sequence that guides reflection step by step. That sequence helps couples move from broad expectations to more concrete areas of life together. The result is not just more conversation, but better conversation, because the questions create a shared agenda and reduce the chance that important subjects are avoided. Thirdly, exercises on communication, conflict, and emotional compatibility. Because the workbook uses assessments rather than only explanations, it pushes readers toward behavioral insight. Communication is not presented as a theoretical ideal, but as a lived pattern that can be observed, compared, and adjusted. In that sense, the workbook functions like a diagnostic tool. It helps readers identify where the relationship is already strong and where it is likely to need deliberate work. Fourthly, integration with the SIMBIS assessment and small group or video study, that multi-format design also lowers the risk that the book will be used as a passive read. Instead, it functions as a curriculum element. Readers are not expected simply to agree with the content. They are expected to work through it, compare responses, and translate awareness into practical relationship habits. Lastly, a Christian premarital resource with broad counseling usefulness, but a clear worldview because of that worldview. The book is best understood as a structured premarital formation tool rather than a universal relationship handbook. Readers who share its assumptions will likely find it especially useful, while others may still value its exercises if they can separate the practical communication work from the religious framing. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for engaged women, newly married readers, premarital counselors, and small groups that want a structured way to examine marriage readiness before problems become established habits. Its practical value lies in the way it combines self-tests, discussion prompts, and guided reflection around the real issues that often shape long-term marital satisfaction expectations, communication, conflict, intimacy, and personal compatibility. Unlike many marriage books that stay at the level of general advice, this one is built as an interactive tool, which makes it more useful for actual preparation. It also stands out because it is not isolated from the larger SIMBIS system. The workbook is designed to work with the SIMBIS assessment, the companion men's workbook, and video-based group study, creating a more complete learning process. That integrated structure makes it especially strong for counseling and church contexts, where discussion and accountability matter. Readers who want a faith-informed, practical, and highly organized premarital resource will likely find it more actionable than broad relationship guides or inspirational books about marriage. If you would like to support Les Parades, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.